It's my honor to introduce our president and CEO of CTIA, Mr. Steve Largent. Steve?
Thank you, Lynn. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the truly great minds in wireless today, Mr. Lynn Lauer. Let me welcome you to CTIA Wireless 2006. What a lineup we have in store for you today. Not to put any additional pressure on our speakers, but I'm going to go out on a limb to say this is the most exciting day one in CTIA Wireless history. For the next several days, Las Vegas will be transformed into the global headquarters of the wireless industry. Never before has the international wireless community come together under one roof like it has right here at CTIA Wireless 2006. We just heard Lynn Lauer talk about the importance of our highly competitive and innovative industry being governed by a light regulatory touch. And I really think Lynn hit the nail right on the head. The truth is that many of the corporate titans who will be on this very stage over the next several days wouldn't be here at all if policymakers had decided to treat wireless like a fixed telecommunications service. Valuable consumer benefits have been realized by users all across America because wireless is a competitive international service that is lightly regulated by the federal government. So, knowing how important forward-looking public policy is to wireless, it's an honor for me to introduce our first guest. He's a gentleman with enormous influence over this industry, possibly more than any one person in America, over what the future of wireless communications will look like in the years to come. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Mr. Kevin Martin. Well, Kevin, welcome. You're visiting what I think will be one of the largest shows we've ever had, CTIA, the Wireless Association. And you can see by the attendance today that everybody has really looked forward to your visit with us. But I have a few questions for you, if you don't mind.
Sure.
About
thanks
the industry.
Thanks for having me.
Today. Well, we're glad to have you.
Sure.
These are questions that have been compiled by a group of highly intelligent people that want to ask these questions of you. And on the show floor, you're going to see today during your brief.
We should get them to give us the answers, too.
No, you have to give us the answers. On the show floor, you're going to see continued evolution of the wireless device. In addition to voice, devices will also offer video, music, gaming, personal organizers, cameras, and other services. As the lines between communications services blur, what issues does this raise for the commission?
Well, I think the first issue that gets raised before the commission when you're talking about the increasing dependence on wireless services for all of those different applications is just the great demand there is for spectrum out there. I think that for any of those devices in the wireless environment to function and for the people to be able to continue to take advantage of them and get access to the internet anytime, any place, and be able to try to fully utilize all of those potential applications, you've got to make sure that there's enough spectrum out there for them to be able to do that. And so that's been certainly one of the top priorities for the commission, to try to make sure that we're moving forward as quickly as we can with the with several different auction procedures that we've got. We're going to have an advanced wireless service auction this summer. And so I think that's certainly the number one issue that it raises, making sure that there's enough capacity out there that you're able to put out the infrastructure to provide those services. But certainly as wireless is increasingly being used as a substitute for other kinds of services, it raises the question of how should the regulations that have been put in place for those other kinds of technologies apply in this context. So this certain regulations that the commission has as it relates to content, and then so that raises challenges when the wireless devices can now increasingly be used to get access to content on the mobile side. And I know that the CTIA has taken some important steps in trying to address that issue and come up with some parameters and some things that the industry can do on a self-regulatory basis to try to address that. And it raises similar issues related to things like disability access and making sure that things like the hearing aid compatibility of wireless devices. So I think it both raises the primary importance of making sure there's enough infrastructure to provide those applications, and then the importance of those applications to people's everyday lives raises a lot of these other public interest obligations.
Yeah. You mentioned the spectrum auctions, and the AWS auction will be held this summer. and 700 megahertz is coming up. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, that we almost double the amount of spectrum that the wireless industry has had available to it with those two auctions.
You know, the AWS spectrum auction is very important, but the 700 megahertz auction is important not only because of the significant amount of spectrum that's going to become available, but because of some of the technical characteristics of it. And it's very rich spectrum, and its ability to carry data at relatively low power and still be able to penetrate walls very easily. So the aspects of that spectrum and being able to really provide a vibrant, robust, kind of a broadband data services are going to be critical. And that's why that's a real priority for the commission, to make sure we get all those rules in place and are able to keep that auction on track. I think that the ability to use that spectrum to deploy the kinds of services we're seeing today, on whether it's mobile video services or increasing the speed that mobile devices can be used to access the internet for broadband capability is just going to, those are kinds of applications are going to be some of the most exciting things for consumers in the future. And I think as they get a taste for those, I know certainly as I've gotten increasingly used to being able to use my BlackBerry to search the internet, and able to do it while I'm standing in line to get a taxi last night for an hour at the Las Vegas airport, it makes the time go by faster and really critical. And I think the consumers, once they get a taste for it, are going to have a real demand for that.
Yeah, speaking of the 700 megahertz spectrum, there's been a lot of conjecture about the potential people bidding for that particular spectrum. And there's been names mentioned like Microsoft or Google and some of these people coming into this space. And I think that's an exciting development, don't you?
Oh, I think that whenever you can get increased attention and entry by new players, I think that's only going to continue to make it more exciting, and you're going to have more people trying to not only deploy infrastructure, but trying to figure out more innovative ways to use that infrastructure to create and provide new services. So that's always exciting when you get those kind of players to come in too.
I think so too. Well, with the creation of Homeland Security Bureau at the FCC, and with how focused you and the commission were during the recent hurricane season in the Southeast, obviously, Homeland Security is extremely important to you. It's important to all of us. What role can or should wireless play in securing the homeland?
You know, I think wireless can end up playing a critical role, and for several different reasons. I mean, first, that wireless technology is even less dependent upon a fixed infrastructure, so that it's more easily able to absorb potential natural disasters, and it's more easily able to be put back in place afterwards, so to be replicate the service. And because you can do things like increase the power limits during a time of an emergency or when there's been some antennas that have been knocked down, it means it's more flexible and more dynamic. And so and that's even with today's technology that's in place. That's not even taking into account that the smarter and more adaptive technologies that wireless will really be able to use to more fully make all of the wireless technology more resilient, more reliable, and much more robust in its ability to be able to come back into service when there's been a natural disaster. After the hurricanes hit, I and several of the commissioners did have the opportunity to go down, and we actually went with some of the wireless providers and met with both Altel and Singular and spent some time with them and saw exactly what all they were doing, trying to reestablish service both for their consumers and for the people that were working down there, what they were actually trying to do for them. And I think that what happened in the wake of Katrina was a testament not only to the wireless industry's resiliency and importance in trying to reestablish service, but it was actually pretty striking just what they were doing to try to help their employees, provide shelter for them and a place to go when their homes had been taken away. I mean, and taking care of their employees was just as important and was actually, their primary importance. I remember Altel talking about how they were actually at times going out and making sure that they were finding and accounting for all their employees and sending people out to help any of them who needed emergency assistance. And so, I mean, I think that was equally as important as reestablishing their commercial service.
Well, I know that I had the chance to go down and visit some of the sites that were hit by the hurricane with Commissioner Abernathy. And I can tell you, as from an industry's perspective, that we have greatly appreciated all the help the FCC had given to us as an industry to get our services back up to speed. And I just want to say publicly, thank you to the FCC. You did an outstanding job.
Well, no, I appreciate it very much, and I think that the industry did as well. What we need to take away from that experience is how we can better use wireless technologies to make sure that people stay connected during a time of crisis. When there is a crisis, it only highlights how important it is for people to be able to be connected, to both receive emergency information, to be able to contact their loved ones, and to be able to fully utilize the wireless technologies to do that is really critical.
Okay. You've talked about the benefits of competition across telecommunications platforms, particularly regarding the provision of broadband. What can the FCC do to ensure that competition across industry platforms becomes a reality, specifically in rural areas?
You know, I think the first and most important thing the Commission needs to make sure we do is that we create a level playing field for all the different providers and the people that are using different technologies to compete to provide these broadband services. If you have different kinds of regulations that apply to different kinds of technologies, you can actually disadvantage individual providers, and I think that's the most important thing. But there are some other additional things I think we can do, particularly to try to resolve some of the wireless rural issues, and certainly wireless technologies can play an important part of that. So, for example, in rural areas, we can be more flexible in some of our rules. For example, in the amount of power that we can let that can be utilized, and that means that an individual antenna can cover a greater distance in rural areas, and it's more likely that they can do that without creating an interference like you would in a more congested or urban area. Mm-hmm. So, trying to make sure that we're more flexible and with our rules to allow people to adapt to a more rural environment, I think, is an important part of making sure that we're fully utilizing the wireless and other technologies for rural areas.
Okay, I see we need to wrap up here, but I want to ask you one other question. Can you tell us what you see as the two or three key issues for the industry that you would like to finish in the next year or so?
Well, you know, I think as I said in the beginning, I think the most important issue has got to be making sure we get the spectrum auction going this summer, the AWS auction for advanced wireless services that we've got in place this summer, and then put in place the rules to be able to do the auction in the 700 megahertz. That'll be the most critical things we're able to do to get additional capacity out there for the wireless industry. But there's a variety of other issues. We need to make sure, talking about having a level playing field, that the commission go on and address when you're doing wireless broadband services that they're subject to the same kind of lighter regulatory touches we've already provided for cable modem services and DSL services, and I think that's an important thing that we should do. And we're going to continue to make sure we make progress on some of the public safety and public interest issues like wireless 911. So mm-hmm. I think that's the two or three things that right off the top of my head that I think would be most important.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, I want to tell you how much we appreciate you being here with us. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and enjoy the show.
No, thank you. Thank you all.